Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the way home, but I have my watch on, I have my phone, so I just see that. But then there's an image. She sends me an image after she drops off this guy. She has a AI-infused homeless guy sitting in her car saying, I'm going to drop him off at the bus station. Now, no, I didn't fall for it. I said, woman, whatever. Okay. There's this new TikTok.
Got it.
So I'm like, lady.
She got me through you.
No, see, look at there's right there. Look at the picture.
Okay.
You see it? There it is. All right. So I'm
That's pretty good.
So I'm like, but again, I know she ain't finna do this.
Right.
So I was like, whatever, you can't get me. Fine. She comes home. And she's like, babe, we got mom. I'm like, what y'all talking about her mama? I'm like, what? Y'all got to do what? And her sister showed mom a picture of a homeless lady in her bed, right? And so, so maybe about 10 minutes later, mom calls me. So I see Mary Jane pick up the phone. Mary Jane's crying. Mary Jane is upset. I can't find Nicole. I can't find Donna. I can't find JR. I said, okay, mom, what's wrong? What's wrong? Not realizing what they did. I said, mom, what's wrong? What's wrong? I can't go home. There's a homeless lady in my bed. And I was like, I know. I look over there. I said, I know y'all did not do that to mom. Like, she's hysterical, like just crying. And so I'm like, what the hell are y'all? Why are y'all messing with this? Why are y'all messing with mom?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, mom, they're just joking. It's a joke. It's a prank. I got the picture, Randy. It's no joke. There's a homeless woman in my bed.
Yeah,
How am I going to clean my house? I'm like, mom. So I'm on the phone trying to calm mom down.
That's a hard level of technology to explain to an older
person.
Dude,
I'm trying to calm mom down.
It's not real.
Donna,
yes, it is.
They are crying laughing.
Really?
So they show me the video. Why? All of them in on it. And so now
your wife is a really nice person. That is mean.
That is mean as hell.
That's a mean
and
thing
so
to do.
My sister Nicole, her hood, they all in. So they send me they show me the video after all of it. And they're like, mom, we're going to go somewhere, but we're going to leave her there and come back. She needs to take a shower. Do you have any clothes? And my mother-in-law is the sweetest lady in the world. So she's like, yeah. She's hysterical. Right. Go in my closet and find a clean shirt and some clean pants to give to this woman. Andy, it took me 20 minutes to calm mom down. Right. I was like, mom,
it's kind of beautiful though, that she came around to being willing to help this person.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
Pretty
she's
amazing.
Such a nice woman.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what, man? It's on.
Yeah, that's me.
It's on. But I mean,
really
Mary Jane was so hysterical. Like, Randy, my house, I don't know what. I was like, mom, just calm down. I need you to calm down. But I have the proof. They sent me the picture of her on my bed.
Right. Now that's.
I was like, mom.
That's
mom,
one thing, yeah. And that's a great story. Like, a great story. Can I take it, like, to a very serious, dangerous place for a minute?
Yeah.
People do this to elderly people.
Yes.
They get pictures of, because you can create an image of a like me or you,
yes,
or whatever, and you can like get a picture of a kid and send it to a grandparent and be like, hey, this is whatever. Send us money, and they'll trick
That's
old people out of money.
That's why I want to get rid of AI.
I'm with you.
I was like, okay.
I'm with
you. And so I talked because mom's up at the ass crack of dawn because she's opened up the restaurants and stuff. I said, mom, we're going to get them. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes, we are going to get them.
Revenge.
Good. Oh, yeah. So I'm talking about we're plotting now. So I told them last night, I hit them with the whole dollar bill, y'all better wear y'all bulletproof vest all day long. Because me and mom.
Because you're not getting them back with AI.
Oh, yeah. Me and, oh, no.
You're getting them back in real life.
Oh, yeah. Me and mom. Oh, we got some cooking. Because I was like, I cannot believe. I don't play about my wife.
Yeah,
I don't play about my mama, my daughters. I don't play about Mary Jane. That's my gal. And I was like, okay.
I know it's a conflict with one of those. Yeah. Does something to the other one.
Oh, yeah, dog. Oh, it's
that's
on.
That's tough.
Oh, it's on, dude.
The only AI I like
None.
Has been on ESPN the last 24 hours.
Which one is that one?
Allen Iverson. That's the only AI I'm a fan
but
of.
It's
don't need any other AI.
That's what I'm saying. It's the thing. They were showing me different ones. This woman, like, sent her boyfriend a picture of, like, the maintenance man in her kitchen with no shirt on, drinking out of his cup. And this dude's flipping out on the phone.
Yeah, why?
Why y'all do that?
Why you messing with people?
Why y'all messing with folks? Yeah. I bet he left work and meeting everything, burned up 85 to get to the house.
Haven't they ever heard the boy who cried wolf? Now they're never going to trust you.
Y'all leave people alone.
You keep doing stuff like this to people, they're never going to trust
that's
you.
Why
and then you're actually going to be in trouble. That's and they're going to be like, yeah, you know you're not.
Leave that AI alone, man. All right? Man, that's just cruel.
I don't want to be slave to the robots, but everybody else seems pretty gung-ho to be.
Just like
pretty gung-ho to turn it all over to them.
Just giving everything up to these all people, right.
Man. Congratulations to my cousin, Hunter, and his beautiful wife. They welcomed their baby girl into the world last night. Sylvie Ray Lundstrom shares a birthday with my wife, which is really
love
cool.
It.
They wouldn't tell anybody the name, so we were all speculating all these different names. But they went with Sylvie Ray, which is beautiful. It's kind of a homage to his mom and family. He's Uncle Doug's son who passed a couple years ago.
Okay. Uncle Doug a tree yet?
He's getting close.
Okay.
I think he's a sprout.
Okay.
But it was Uncle Doug's funeral was 2 years ago yesterday.
Oh,
so for the baby
and his first grandbaby?
This is for you.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, that's beautiful. Awesome, dude. Beautiful. Well, congratulations, Sylvie Ray.
Sylvie Ray, welcome to the family.
Yeah, hey, your little one know about Mrs. Parton?
We're gearing up.
Y'all gearing up? Okay.
Yeah, we're gearing. It sounds like Dolly Parton's pretty sick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know. Me and Ashley actually talked about that last night. Like, if she passes, how are we gonna?
How are you gonna tell your daughter? You have to tell her.
I don't know.
No.
That's a great. I didn't think of that.
No, you don't have to tell her.
That's a great.
Yeah,
a great
point. You don't have to tell her.
That's a great point. She's never met her.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not gonna.
They're not gonna close Dollywood.
Dollywood's still gonna be there.
Dollywood.
It's a good point.
Yeah, I would tell her.
Strong point. All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
I would tell her.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
You know, our guys are still forming it. I think you don't have to form the identity throughout the season. I think that thing just earned on tape. And I think the guys are going out there and doing it. You know, the last game was a great example of what it could look like consistently. You know, obviously the game before that was not it. You know, those other two highly competitive games you felt really good about. And we've got to get that one blemish off our record that's really killing it. You know, obviously you want to win them all. That's not the reality of our game. But we're really competitive in three of them. And one of them we were not.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and we mentioned it in the last hour, like that 30-0 Carolina, that just wasn't this team, man. Now, it was the team, but, I mean, it's just – I think that they're just so much better than that. And, obviously, they proved it the following week against Washington.
Got to keep proving it.
They got to keep proving
gotta
it.
Got to keep proving
and
it.
And you got to stick with what got you those two wins. And you're going to have the opportunity on Monday night against a defense that will allow you to do those certain things. Now, Dave Archer made a great point because they're so poor and you're talking about a run-first defense. They got to have to get out of what they want to do. They're a big zone team. They've always been a zone team. You know, under McDermott. That's been his staple, his style, since he's been a D.C. back in Carolina, I think it was. I think it went D.C. Carolina to Buffalo. But
I can't remember. He's been in Buffalo for a while.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, you know, that just with that aspect of it, you're going to be able to, if they are able to run the ball, because that's how you get people out of the shell. That's how you get people out of too high safety. You have to be able to run the ball, and so they have to keep bringing guys down to help support the run.
I was reading this morning just kind of some, you know, four game in, big picture kind of stuff. And one of the things that jumped out about the Falcons offense through four games is how little they've used play action. Third least in football, like 17% of the plays or something like that. Why would that be?
Okay, there's two reasons. It's hard to play action out of the pistol.
That's what I was wondering.
But you can do it.
But you can,
because they did it against Washington. Maybe Michael's not comfortable doing it.
Could be.
I mean, a lot of times, you know, because the play action part of it is turning your back to the defense. Maybe he's not comfortable with it yet. You know, there's all certain things behind it.
That's a good theory.
But it could be that.
Because if that's why they're so intent on, and that's one of the reasons. They haven't said that explicitly, but it seems reasonable why you want to have him in the pistol or shotgun so he never has to do that.
Yes.
It's almost never under center. Maybe one offensive snap this year, or one pass play from under center, but not very many.
Yeah.
If he's just not comfortable turning his back to the defense, that makes it really hard.
It could be. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's harder to run it out. It's hard to like. I don't want to say basic because they did some things against Washington out of the pistol. They ran a toss play out of the damn pistol. You know what I mean? It's like, there's something you can do, a lot of things. I think that could be something. I know that was a big thing with Caleb being under center because he was a shotgun so much. Turning your back to the defense and the hard play action, it helps.
Maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but it's just like if your run game is going to be your identity,
right,
which is what they want,
yes.
I think they want the run game to be the identity, and you have a guy that's legit one of the best in the world at that, and you have a backup who's also very good in Algier, like you're going to run the – when you're at your best, you're going to run the ball. You're going to be able to get the defense off balance.
Their best run is the stretch play.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the bootleg off the stretch, you kind of play action. Right. That's usually the big thing.
Right.
I'm trying to think because we would have a thing in I think it might have been in Miami. We would call it a stretch pass. You know, they run that stretch zone where the quarterback would – and that would, Peyton was great at it. Peyton, but he was always under center.
Penix could do that.
And he would run like he was running that path and then pull back up.
They did that a lot at Washington.
Yeah.
And Peyton, to move the offensive line and keep
and
the
Peyton,
defense.
And Peyton was so good. That's what Peyton Manning was so good at, that he would fake that stretch to edge all the time. Mm-hmm. And then there was Dallas cutting across or something like that. I don't know why they don't do it. I'm not in that whole thing because I know there was a big thing a couple weeks ago. Just win.
Yeah, I mean, whatever works.
You know what I mean? Whatever freaking works.
Whatever works. If you put up 34 points again, especially against Buffalo on Monday night, you're probably going to win if you put up 34 on Buffalo. Maybe not, because Buffalo has a really good offense.
Yes.
You might lose 37-34. But if you put up 34, you got a pretty good chance to win. You start stacking a couple of these together, then we can do what Raheem is talking about there.
Yeah.
Kind of forget that blemish on the record. But it's only one game ago.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm with you. They are better than that, and that's not who they are. But they got to show us a few more times before we're willing to just be like, that was an outlier.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. I think it's also, as Arch was talking about it, this is going to be a low possession game for each offense because they possess the ball so much. You've got number one, number two teams.
That's really interesting.
And, so you're going to have maybe two less possessions this game if you're the Falcons. Yeah. The biggest thing with them is they got to score touchdowns. Because think about it, Buffalo more than likely is going to score a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know Michael can run. He can't run like that guy.
Well, and they're not going to do what they did against New England and turn it over in their own red zone three times like they did.
They could. But
they could. It'd be great. That'd be great if the Falcons could do that. But it's unlikely for a team that good to play like that 2 weeks in a row. I do want to go because Arch kind of sneaky teased it. Him and Shock doing a podcast talking about turning threes into sixes.
I know, man.
I got to check that out.
I need to check that out. You know what? I need to call Shock, too. Okay.
Call him up.
I need to call him up.
Tell him I said hi.
Oh, I sure will. And let him know where the podcast is. Hey, guys, right after we're done here, join Dukes and Bell for a special live broadcast up at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. Come out and hang out with the guys for food, great drinks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They preview this Monday's night game. That's today, right as soon as me and Andy are off from 2 to 6, Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. That's where Dukesville will be.
You know who else has a podcast? Well, everyone. Yes. Everyone has a podcast. Yes. But Mark Schlereth does. It's called The Stinkin' Truth. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, and he joins us next. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.